Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Eagle's Cry by David Nevin.
1. Origins. Chapter 1. Mount Vernon, Virginia, December 1799. On the night of December 11, 1799, General George Washington, retired now from the presidency of the United States for more than 2 years, 67 years old and feeling older, saw a large, misty ring around the moon that hung over Mount Vernon.
"Coming on snow, General," Billy Lee said. They were on the front lawn. The big white house that stood for so much in Washington's life gleamed in the pale light. Billy was the General's manservant, huge, black, devoted, crippled in body now and hung on the bottle as well, but he'd seen the General through the war and all that had followed. His speech was blurred by the loss of his teeth, providing another bond. Washington's teeth were gone, his dentures painful, his speech necessarily careful. Which was all right. Measured speech added to his gravity.
"Maybe not," Washington said.
Billy would be free with a lifetime income to support him when the General was gone. He was a good man and loyal, but you didn't look to him for decisions. In the morning, the mercury stood at 33. Wind